So today, as you figured out, we're starting a new sermon series called You've Got a Friend in Me, and I am so excited for this series. Let me just say up front, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to invite others to worship. For some of you, that may be, if you're here today, inviting others to come and worship with you. If you're online, inviting others to tune in online as well. As part of that, you're also going to experience some different elements or some kind of differently done elements in worship this month. We recognize that spiritual opportunities for families in this time of the pandemic are really hard, particularly for kids. And so our worship this month is built with that in mind. And so we're going to have Neil and Jack with us throughout this sermon series. Kids are going to be leading us in prayer, as Maggie did so beautifully today. We're going to sing a few songs more than once in a worship service because we want kids to know the lyrics of our faith and what meaning that they have. And for kids with us today, I hope many of you saw as you came in, bingo cards. We're going to be mailing those out as well. So for kids at home, you can listen to the message and just listen for some of the words and play bingo. And if you turn in those cards anytime or at the end of the month, there's going to be a prize for all the kids who participate in the bingo. We hope families online and in person will just find this an opportunity to worship together. We're also going to have a learning partner this month in the Toy Story movies. Part of the genius, I think, of the Toy Story movies is that they capture emotions and feelings and just sort of the real struggles that we have as human beings. How many of you just that are here today, how many of you have seen the Toy Story movies? I know most hands have gone up. If you haven't, don't worry. If you've not seen the Toy Story movies, today, Jack and Neil are going to help unpack some of the storylines. And really what's more important is that they're going to lead us to think about what the Bible and Jesus teach about our faith. Would you pray with me? Lord, take my lips and speak through them today. Take our minds and think through them. And take our hearts and set them on fire with your love. Amen. When I was in high school, I had a girlfriend, and I remember a spell in our relationship where she talked all the time about this other guy named Darren. Now, to be honest, she probably mentioned Darren like two or three times over several months, but that was enough for me to feel like she was talking about him all the time. And it made sense. I mean, Darren was in her grade. They had classes together. She was a friend of Darren's. Actually, Darren was a friend of mine. We grew up on the same block. We played sports together when we were growing up. But you see, Darren was the quarterback of the football team and the point guard of the basketball team and an incredible baseball player. And everyone loved him. And I wasn't those things. And so every time that my girlfriend brought up Darren's name, something went off inside of me, and I got all jealous. And it didn't make any sense. It wasn't about Darren, and it wasn't about her. It was about just my own insecurity, my own worry that somebody would love or would stay in love with me. I look back now, and I know how silly I was. But I look at my own life today, and I look out at the world today, and I think we all have these feelings of insecurity and doubt and worry in our lives. How many of you sometimes feel insecure? Right? Maybe you're not sure anybody really cares about you. I don't know, kids, if you have this experience. I know I had it when I was a kid. Sometimes I worry that my friends are going to like me or they're going to keep liking me. Or maybe, adults, you feel threatened in your job. Maybe you're worried that you're not a good enough spouse or not a good enough parent or not a good enough grandparent. Maybe you're insecure in relationships or multiple relationships. Maybe you see another kid or another adult and you think that they have such a good life and I wish that I had that life. Ashley Evans spoke a few weeks ago about with social media, how easy that is to happen, that we see our friends on social media and their life seems so great, and we think, well, we start comparing ourselves to that. And maybe you just worry about what people think of you all the time. These kinds of insecurities and feelings, they start in our life really early. Pastor Adam Hamilton tells a story of a mother in his congregation. I thought about trying to think of a story about my own kids, but they're here today and they would freak if I told a story about when they were little. But Pastor Adam Hamilton, Kansas City, tells this story about a mom. She had a three-year-old and they had a new baby. They brought the new baby home and the little three-year-old was so excited to see this little baby, and they propped the three-year-old up in a chair and, you know, like you do with a little one, and then they placed the infant in her lap so she could hold the baby, and she got this big smile on her face, and then she looked up at her mom and she said, Whose mommy belongs to this baby? And her mom looked and said, well, I'm her mommy. And the three-year-old said, you're my mommy. You can't be her mommy. And then handed the baby, like lifted it up to hand it back. And then didn't want to have anything to do with that little baby. Right? We so want to be loved. And anything that seems to threaten that or makes us feel insecure makes us react in all kinds of strange ways. Feelings of insecurity, they're human. I think this is why Toy Story has been such a popular movie. I mean, beyond kids, just in culture. So many people know Toy Story. And Woody, the main character, he's a good guy. Right? But something happens when Woody comes along. In fact, he says, something happens when Buzz comes along, and Woody, he says to Buzz, look, you've got wings. He becomes so insecure. At the heart of it, he's just thinking, what if Andy doesn't love me anymore? And then Buzz comes along, and Buzz seems really confident at first, but the reality of the movie is that Buzz is grappling with who he is, and he just can't grapple with the reality that he actually is a toy. When he comes to that realization, he doesn't know what to do with it. He becomes insecure and just wants to give up. Right? People of all ages relate to this story because we know what it feels like to fear rejection. We know what it feels like to worry. We know what it feels like to fail or to fear failure. And here's some good news. God also knows. God also knows. In fact, the Bible speaks to the insecurity and the worry that we feel. It speaks to both the bad, the evil that can happen when we act out of it, and it speaks to how we can overcome those worries and those insecurities. And it starts at the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 4, we read the story of Cain and Abel. How many of you know the story of Cain and Abel? Right? Cain and Abel are brothers. Cain is the firstborn. He's a farmer, and Abel is a shepherd. And the story really points to a greater thing going on in the world, which is at that time and even throughout history, farmers and shepherds, farmers who want to stay in one place and take care of the ground, and shepherds who want to travel around and use the land here and then use the land here, they've always had conflict. And we read in the story that Cain becomes so jealous of his brother Abel that he kills him. It's awful. The human family, right from the very beginning, experiences the pain of what happens when we act out of our jealousy and out of our insecurity and hurt others. How many of you watched the Hamilton the movie Hamilton this weekend. It came out. I know it's been a huge hit. I think Ella and I, by the time the weekend's over, will have watched it probably 3 or 4 times. I was struck Friday night. It was the first time that I had seen it, and I was struck by a song that Aaron Burr sings right after the duel that he has with Alexander Hamilton. Spoiler alert, Alexander Hamilton is shot in a duel and dies in the end of the movie. For those of you that don't remember that history, let me just sort of quickly recap. Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton were friends. Aaron Burr was sort of one of the first friends Alexander Hamilton had when he came to the colonies. And what happened was is they both sort of strove for power and influence and to make it big in their lives. That friendship just crumbled, and they ended up disliking each other. And out of this jealousy and insecurity, Aaron Burr, he blamed Alexander Hamilton for everything that had gone wrong in his life, and he challenges him to a duel. And after he shoots him, Aaron Burr sings this song in the musical. And it's this kind of mournful, haunting song. And he says in the midst of the song that he's going to be the loser in history, that we will remember him as the bad guy. It's true, right? And then he says this. He says, I should have known the world was wide enough for the two of us. The world was wide enough for the two of us. Remember what Jack and Neil said was on Woody's pull string in Toy Story? The creators of Toy Story put on Woody's pull string, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. The same theme. This jealousy and this envy causes us to push other people away, to sometimes even hurt other people. Sure, the feelings themselves are human. We all feel insecure and we all worry sometimes, but the cost of letting those feelings take over our lives can be so hurtful to the world. The book of James in the Bible, it talks about what happens when we act out of our insecurity or our jealousy, when we act with envy. This is from James 3, verse 13 to 16. It says, are any of you wise and understanding? Show that your actions are good with a humble lifestyle that comes from wisdom. Right, it says the way to live in the wisdom of God is humility. It's to put others first. And then it says this, however, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, then stop bragging and living in ways that deny the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above. Instead, it is from the earth, natural and demonic. Bragging, lying, propping ourselves up, acting out of our jealousy and envy. It says these aren't things that are from God. This is from the earth. These are bad, evil things. And then it says this, wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there is disorder and everything that is evil. Have you ever known somebody who bragged all the time or lies about themselves to look better? Maybe at some point, or even now, you've lived that way. Or do you know somebody who tends to pick on or demean others or call them names? Or someone who easily talks behind the backs of others or gossips and shares things, true or untrue? Or maybe you know somebody who complains about others all the time. Right? If you know this, or if you've been a part of this, you know that such behaviors that cause such hurt and such pain. But it's worth noting, almost always these behaviors, when we see it in other people, when we find ourselves tempted to lie or to prop ourselves up or to act out of jealousy or envy, almost always these feelings come not from actually feeling superior. They come from feeling insecure or unloved. We should be reminded that when somebody is hurting others, or when we're hurting others in those ways, so often it's because they don't feel loved. And we should be reminded when we feel tempted to brag or to try and prop ourselves up so others might like us, or when we're feeling jealous or envious, or we're gossiping or talking about someone behind their back, or when we're just worrying so much about what others think that we can't function, we should ask ourselves, am I doing this or saying this because I feel insecure or worried or unloved? I mentioned, though, that the Bible also shares a way that we can conquer our insecurities, a way that we don't have to worry. In the Toy Story movie, for those who have seen it, the boy next door's name is Sid, and Sid captures Woody and Buzz, and Sid's the bully next door who likes to destroy toys, and he has plans for Woody and Buzz. He's going to blow them up and tear them to pieces. And it's in this moment that Buzz realizes that he's helpless, that he's actually not a space ranger, that he's actually just a toy, and he's just ready to give up. But in that same moment, as Buzz is ready to give up, Woody sees that Buzz is just like him. Buzz has insecurities and fears and worries. And Woody's heart goes out to Buzz. And as Woody moves toward an attitude of caring, of loving somebody else, what happens is he's able to put aside the jealousy, and he's able to put aside the envy, and the two of them become friends. And they rescue each other. Love, and particularly God's love, is the key to overcoming our insecurities. The Bible says this in 1 John 1:4-21, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loves us. Do you remember the song that Amanda sang when she loved me? And I love how the song moves from this deep sense of just the joy of being loved, and then into this place where she's just not sure. And you know what snaps her out in that song, what snaps her out of that insecurity is being loved. Love is what pulls us out of that place of worry and struggle in our lives. Now, the Bible, it's a story where over and over and over again, human beings, they try to find their worth, their value in things of the world. They try and find their value in the friends that they have, or the power structures that they build, or the buildings that they build, and the things that they have. Over and over again, the characters of the Bible try to find security in a way that they don't have to worry, and in all these other ways, military power, wealth, friendship. And again and again, again and again, they find that doesn't lead to joy and happiness and security. And then over and over again, in the midst of that, God comes to humanity again and again with prophets and people speaking the word of God and says, my love is enough. When Woody and Buzz become friends, one of the things that they realize is that God's love is big enough for both of them. Andy's love is big enough for both of them. And that's what we hang on to today. That's our good news. The central push of the whole gospel is that God is love, and God's love is big enough for all of us. God loves you. God knows your name. God created you. God knows your story, and God loves you. God knows everything you've ever done, and God knows the good and the bad, and God knows your fears and your worries, and God knows your struggles, and God knows all the times you've blown it and all the times you've messed up, and still God loves you. How do we know this? Because Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that one would lay down one's life for one's friends. And Jesus did that. Jesus laid down his life for you and for me and for everybody. In Jesus, God's love is big enough for all of us. And if you believe in this love of God, if you internalize its truth, it has the power to transform you. Because here's the thing, if you put your trust in God's love, what you'll realize is that you have value, not because of the number of friends that you have, not because of how you look, not because of your personality, not because of whatever success you have or haven't had, not because of the number of followers that you have on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or social media, not because people have commented on something you posted there. You have value because God loves you, because you are a child of God. You belong in God's family. So you don't have to worry. In John's gospel, there's this really great image of a vineyard. How many people here have visited a vineyard before? How many people online? Have you visited a vineyard before? Have you seen pictures of grapes growing? If you've seen this, right, there's a vine and then like big vines, and then it branches out and the grapes grow on the branches. The people of Israel in the Old Testament, they use this image of the vine and the branches. And the vineyard as a whole, and the image is all about the idea that the people of God, the Hebrew people, are the vineyard, and God tends the vineyard, God cares for the vineyard. Well, when Jesus comes, he takes this image and he adds another really neat part of it. If you've ever seen that vine, right? There's the grape vine, and it wraps around the branches and holds on to them. And what's really cool is if a branch has fallen off, if it's not dead, if there's still life in it, if a branch has fallen off and there's life in it, a branch can actually be grafted back on to the vine. If it's just held there next to the vine will wrap around it again and will send life back into that branch. Jesus takes this image and says, this is you. You are the branches. And if you will remain in me, if you'll just hang on to the fact that you are loved by me, that you are God's children and God's family because of my love for you, then I will wrap around you and make your life fruitful and fill it with joy that I have to give. This image that branches have fallen can be grafted back on if held in place to the vine where they belong is a reminder to us that whatever's going in our life today, we belong in God's family. God just wants you to hold yourself next to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus' love, because then you don't have to worry, because God's love will always be surrounding you. You belong in God's family, so you don't have to worry. Let's say that together. Would you repeat it after me? I belong in God's family, so I don't have to worry. Now let's say this together. And let me just invite you today to write this down on a note card. Write it down on a note card. Write it somewhere and put it on your refrigerator or put it on a mirror in the bathroom and just remind yourself every day, I belong in God's family, so I don't have to worry. Let's say this together. I belong in God's family, so I don't have to worry. Amen.